Linda's devotional on Uplifting Encouraging Spirit FM.
Max Lucado writes, just prior to his crucifixion, Jesus told his disciples that he would be leaving them. John chapter 13, verse 36. Where I am going, you can't follow now, but you will follow later. Peter spoke for the others and asked, Lord, why can't I follow you now? Jesus' reply reflects the tenderness of a parent to a child. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you may be with me where I am going. Reduce the paragraph to a sentence, and it might read like this. You do the trusting, and I'll do the taking. It's a healthy reminder when it comes to anticipating the return of Christ. For many, the verb trust is not easily associated with his coming. Our pre-K minds are ill-equipped to handle the thoughts of eternity. Consequently, our Lord takes the posture of a parent. You do the trusting, and I'll do the taking. This is precisely his message in these words of John chapter 14. All of his words can be reduced to two. Trust me. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. Don't be troubled by the return of Christ. Don't be anxious about things you can't comprehend. Issues like the millennium and the Antichrist are intended to challenge and stretch us, but not overwhelm and certainly not divide us. For the Christian, the return of Christ is not a riddle to be solved or a code to be broken, but rather a day to be anticipated. Jesus wants us to trust him. He doesn't want us to be troubled, so he reassures us with these truths.